The Europa League show on this Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by MyBookie.ag. Sports are back and MyBookie is offering a 100% deposit bonus when you use the promo code SGP. That's MyBookie.ag, promo code SGP to play, win and get paid. We're also brought to you by the leaders in daily fantasy, DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app now and use the promo code SGP to get your shot at millions of dollars in prizes every day this week. That's promo code SGP to get your shot at millions of dollars in prizes every day this week only at DraftKings. And finally, we're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in pay-per-head providers and they make it super easy to start your own sportsbook. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. You are listening to the Europa League show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast, the new home for all of your soccer content. Temporarily, we will be simulcasting the soccer shows on both the Soccer Gambling Podcast and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. That is only temporary, though. You'll get the shows on both feeds, but don't be lazy. Subscribe to the Soccer Gambling Podcast in time for next season because that's going to be the exclusive home of all the shows, including the EPL show and thus Bundesliga show, plus much, much more Champions League show as well. So subscribe to the Soccer Gambling Podcast, but temporarily you can get it at the Sports Gambling Podcast Network as well. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast on Twitter at the SGP Network. You can follow me on Twitter at SGP EPL, where I will continue to give out those free play winners, especially during this summer where we have these two soccer tournaments going on. But if you want all of my picks, then make sure you head over to my website, lockbetting.com, where we've just had a monstrous month landing over £7,500 in profits. That is over $9,000 in a single month. And a large part of that was all of our futures, which added up to £4,331. Our futures usually cash in May, and May is usually our biggest month, but obviously due to the pandemic, we are now cashing all of those futures in July. I am the best in the world at futures. I can say that confidently, and I don't need to be modest about my futures. I cash it 83%, and there is no better time to sign up, because not only will you get these soccer tournaments that we're covering, not only will you get the MLB, the NBA, the KBO still going on, UFC, getting in time for the NFL and the new football season, you'll get all of the futures for the new football season coming up as soon as these Champions League and Europa League tournaments are finished. There's no better time to sign up. And if you want to be a part of that £4,331 next May, when the season hopefully does finish at the right time, then sign up and get involved. Lockbetting.com is the place to go. Now, you would have already heard the futures show for the Europa League, where we looked at this tournament in depth in terms of looking at the outright markets and the futures markets. We are now going to look at the last 16. A futures show for the Champions League will be released tomorrow. So this show is going to sit at the top of the feed for a small 24-hour period, and then the Champions League show will sit at the top of the feed because that is the main event, the preview of the Champions League. And I say that as a Man United fan who's in this competition, but it's obvious the Champions League is the place to be. And next season, we will be in it because we finished third in the Premier League. We start with a tie between two teams who are basically playing to face Man United, because Man United already threw. They're 5-0 up from the first leg against LASK. They just need to negotiate their tie and just basically play it without getting any injuries, although I don't think they're going to play many first-teamers in that. But we'll get to that game when we do. We're going to start with Copenhagen versus Istanbul, where Copenhagen are the 8-5 favourites. It's 9-4 to draw, and it's 17-10 on Istanbul. The Turks have a massive advantage here because they won the first leg at home, 1-0. That means if they can score here in Copenhagen, they are as good as through, unless Copenhagen can find a net three times. If they score twice, Copenhagen will need to score four, because the away goal is in effect. The knockout stage doesn't start until the quarterfinal stage. So you can still get knocked out here over two legs, which is what we're doing for the last 16. We're doing it also for the Champions League. The ties are going to conclude in the normal format, except for two. They are the ones involving Italian sides, and we'll get to those when we do. But here, as I said, big advantage for Istanbul, and I think that they're going to go all out to try and score a goal. I like both teams to score here in this match at 10 to 11. Both teams have actually scored in five of Copenhagen's last eight Europa League matches, and Istanbul have scored at least once in seven of their last eight. In addition to that, both teams have registered in three of Istanbul's last four Europa League assignments. So lots of data there to support it, plus the incentive of Istanbul to go out there and get the goal that sends them through, because it's going to be an uphill task there for Copenhagen to qualify at this point. And I think that would then mean we see Istanbul versus Manchester United, because Manchester United are already 5-0 up from the first leg. They're still 1-4 favourites at home to LASK. It's 9-2 to draw, and it's 11-1 on LASK. I think whoever Manchester United put out for this game, they should win it comfortably. Even if they rotate all 11 players, they should win this game comfortably, and they shouldn't concede a goal to this LASK team. I personally don't expect 11 changes, because I think that will be a mistake. Because if we look ahead to the quarterfinal, it will then be nearly 3 weeks since some of these players have kicked the ball in a competitive game. I do believe that rest is important, but it's also important not to allow rust to creep in. And if the last game that the likes of Fernandes and Pogba and Martial and Rashford have played was the Leicester City game back 10 days ago, and fast forward even longer by the time the next game comes around, that could be a mistake. So I don't think these players are going to start, but I do think that they'll get some minutes. And I do think that maybe instead of chopping 11, we may chop and change 6 or 7 and integrate those players into the game during different periods. So I think Man United will have more than enough to win this comfortably, keep a clean sheet, but still go under that 4-goal barrier here. If you want to play even safer than that, you could take Man United and under 4.5, which is available at 8-11. So still not a bad bet there either. But Man United, pointless game for them. They just need to play it. They're already 5-0 up. They will be playing the winner of Copenhagen versus Istanbul in the quarterfinals. Up next, we have Inter Milan versus Getafe, where Inter Milan are the 3-4 favourites to win this game. It's 13-5 the draw, and it's 7-4 on Getafe. A few days ago, Inter Milan were at 17-20, and I really should have nailed that price, but we have a schedule here for these podcasts, and this podcast wasn't due out until today. So we still have the 3-4. Nail down that 3-4. And that line movement may have been down to the weekend result, where Inter Milan secured second place in the table, winning away to Atalanta, which was an impressive result. I think Inter Milan will continue to be impressive here. They'll win this game in this neutral territory and get themselves through to a Champions League quarterfinal against Bayer Leverkusen. I think Inter Milan have the second best squad in this tournament behind Man United. Obviously, tons and tons of quality in that team. The likes of Lukaku, Eriksen, Skriniar, etc. Inter have actually lost just one of their 14 competitive games since the restart. Getafe have won just one of their 11 games since their restart. Remember, they were Champions League contenders at one point, and they totally fell by the wayside, losing four of their last six. And they've only scored one in that one goal in their last six matches. Inter Milan have won 2-0 in each of the last two matches, and it wouldn't surprise me to see that be the score here. Milan roll here comfortably into the quarterfinals, and I like this bet a lot. Liked it even better at 17-20, but 3-4, still take Inter Milan here. I think anything under -160, I think anything under 3-5 here, you take Inter to win this game, and you take it big time. Definitely Inter for me in the quarterfinal Last game on Tuesday, Shakhtar Donetsk versus Wolfsburg, where it's 5-4 on Shakhtar Donetsk, 5-2 on the draw and 2-1 on Wolfsburg. Shakhtar already won the first leg. They go into this 2-1 up, so they are pretty much through to the next round. It's just a formality to play. It's obviously not as much of a formality as the Man United game, because obviously turning around a 2-1 deficit is very different to turning around a 5-0 deficit. But I think Shakhtar win again here. They've lost two of the last 35 competitive matches at home. They've already done the job away from home, so I don't see how they fare any worse here at home. Interestingly, Wolfsburg have actually scored in every single one of the Europa League fixtures this season. So both teams to score may have some value here as well, or Shakhtar to win and both teams to score. But either way, not one of my favourite games to bet on the board, but Shakhtar Donetsk will go through to the next round here in this one. Moving on to Thursday's games, and we start with Bayer Leverkusen versus Rangers, who started their Scottish league season at the weekend, so Scotland are starting early. Bayer Leverkusen are available at 4-6. It's 3-1 to draw, and it's 17-4 on Rangers. Bayer Leverkusen are through. Not sure how much of a go Rangers are going to have at this as well, because they are trying to start their domestic season. So this is really more of an inconvenience for them, because they have no chance of going through here. They're not going to turn around this deficit. So I expect both teams to possibly rotate players here. But obviously Bayer Leverkusen have much more squad depth. I think they'll comfortably win this game. And I think there's actually value on them winning this here at 4-6. And completing their passage through to the quarterfinals, where they will face Inter Milan. Before we move on to our game of the week between Sevilla and Roma, which is a one-off knockout tie, let me let you know that everything I'm talking about here, everything I'm giving out, you can bet it over at mybookie.ag. Join today and MyBookie will double your first deposit. And not only will they match you dollar for dollar, they'll also throw in a free $10 NBA futures bet. Just head over to mybookie.ag and use the promo code SGP to claim when you're signing up. Remember, at MyBookie, the terms are always very, very simple. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid. Let me also take a second out here to talk about DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app now and use the promo code SGP to get shot at millions of dollars in prizes every day this week. That's promo code SGP to get your shots at millions of dollars in prizes every day this week, only at DraftKings. If you haven't tried it yet, fantasy basketball is easy to play. Just pick 8 players, stay under the salary cap, and pile up points for 3 points, rebounds, and assists, and more. There's no better way to put your basketball knowledge to the test than to compete for a share of millions of dollars. But if basketball isn't for you, don't worry. DraftKings is offering plenty of fantasy golf action for this week's major. Get in on all the action before the golfers tee off on Thursday for a shot at the $1 million top prize. Finally, before we continue on with the show, let me take a second out to talk about Ace Per Head. If you've ever thought about starting your own sportsbook but don't know how, Ace is here to help you start that sportsbook. They'll provide you with an all-inclusive professional betting site with all lines updated to the second and wages graded immediately. They have top-notch customer support going 24/7 and some of the sharpest lines in the industry. Plus, Ace offers live betting and amazing mobile experience. Get started today, and Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. So, straight knockout game, just like Inter Milan versus Getafe. We have the other Italian team, Roma, and they are taking on Sevilla, where Sevilla are the favourites to progress, given the fact that they are a team that qualified for the Champions League next season through the Spanish La Liga. And they are the 3-time winners of this competition. 11-10 on Sevilla, 11-5 the draw, 13-5 on Roma. I don't think this is as cut and dry as people think. I mean, if you look at the odds here, you have Sevilla at 15-2, Roma at 16-1. But Roma are a team that finished in the top five in Italy. Italy is becoming a more competitive league. AC Milan are going through a resurgence. Sassuolo are a decent team in the top half who score a lot of goals. We saw that Lazio challenged for the league temporarily. Inter Milan are one or two players short of being a top side. Atalanta, the surprise package this season, they scored a ton of goals, and they're going to be very difficult for PSG to beat in the Champions League. We all saw that they got through 8-4 against Valencia in their last 16 game of the Champions League. So Serie A is an improving league, and Roma finished fifth. And although Sevilla finished fourth in La Liga, I don't think there's too much between them. For me, this is a dog or leave match, And in this situation, when you're getting Roma as a 13 to 5 underdog and you're getting Roma at 13 to 10 to qualify here to the next round, I think all of the value lies from there. Yes, Sevilla finished higher in the Spanish league than Roma finished in the Italian league, and they'll be playing Champions League football this next season, and they have won this tournament before. But when you're looking at this player for player and looking at this as a one-off fixture, I think there's some really good value here on Roma to be the team that goes through. And that's where we're going to go with this one. We're going to take Roma to qualify from this at 13 to 10. Roma coming into this off the back of a 3-1 win away to Juve. And I understand that Juve rested some players, but so did Roma. They didn't play Kluivert. They didn't play Kolarov. They didn't play Edin Dzeko. So this is a good Roma team with a good squad that had a good finish to the season. And I don't think this is going to be as cut and dry as people think. The odds makers have Sevilla being much more likely to qualify from this game. But this is a Roma team that won 5 of their last 6 games in Serie A. 2-1 win over Verona. 2-2 draw against Inter was the only game in the last 6 they didn't win. 6-1 winners at Spal. 2-1 at home to Fiorentina. 3-2 away to Torino. And as I said, 3-1 winners away to Juve on the final day. I really like Roma here in this spot. They, at the very least, give you the far better value. I wouldn't be wanting to back Sevilla to qualify from this spot at 4-7. And I certainly don't like them on the money line either at 11-10. So this is going to be a dog or pass for me. 2 games to go. Basel versus Eintracht Frankfurt is next, where Basel have 1 foot in the final with a 3-0 win. They're 7-5 favourites to win again here. It's 13-5 the draw and 17-10 on Eintracht Frankfurt. Frankfurt are a really good price here as an underdog. They are the better team, despite the fact they lost 3-0 at home. I think they just completely switched off for that game, and that can happen, obviously, in football. Teams can have a really, really bad day at the office. We saw Eintracht Frankfurt do a little bit better when the German season resumed. Yes, they're very hot and cold, but we saw how good they were in the German Cup final when, towards the end of the season, they started to show a little bit more consistency. That season basically fell apart in October, November, December, where they went on a really bad run. But for me, you're still getting underdog value here on the better team who have to overcome a 3-0 deficit. I think they're just going to go for it. Frankfurt haven't played for about a month, and Basel only finished their season today. So I don't know if Frankfurt are going to be rusty and Basel are going to be fresh. Basel obviously didn't play all of their players that are going to be playing in this game today because they have nothing to play for in the Swiss league. They're already confirmed in third place, so they rotated today. So they come into it better situationally because they've had some football, but then they haven't really had a game today because they rotated so many players. So they're fresh and focused on this, whereas Frankfurt have had a long layoff. But as I said, the value is there, motivated to turn around a 3-0 lead, and they have the better players, better personnel, better league that they're coming from as well. I mean, this tournament is concluding in Germany, and there's going to be no German team in the quarterfinal stage because I don't think Wolfsburg are going to overturn it against Shakhtar Donetsk, and I just think it's just too much for Frankfurt to do. But I think they're going to have a go at it, and I think they're a good underdog here in this one. The final game is totally wide open, just as wide open as the one-off ties, because it is essentially a one-off tie, because Wolves and Olympiacos enter this tie in the quarterfinals at 1-1. Wolves are now 8-11 to win in 90 minutes. It's 14-5 the draw, and it's 7-2 on Olympiacos. Although Wolves are 1-3 to qualify, and it's 9-4 on Olympiacos. And that would imply that Wolves could get through here with a draw. But there's only one scoreline that Wolves can get through with, and that's a 0-0 draw. If the game is 1-1, it goes to extra time, which is obviously another route for Wolves to get through. But I don't think 1-3 represents any value at all when you're looking at Wolves going through as 90-minute winners, as Wolves going through with a 0-0 draw and an extra time and penalties, when Wolves on the money line is available at 8-11. So no value there on Wolves 1-3. Just take them on the money line, and I think they're going to win on the money line anyway. They are a far better team than Olympiacos. They come from a far better league with far better players and a far better manager. The Greek league is weak. And yes, Olympiacos are going to run up some real nice stats of in terms of going on this run and scoring this many goals and having this kind of form. But they did it in the Greek league. Where would Olympiacos finish in the Premier League? Olympiacos would get relegated in the Premier League. You don't see many Premier League managers looking to buy players from Olympiacos. Even if they come up to the Premier League, you're not going to be seeing the likes of Leeds and West Bromwich Albion looking at players from the Greek league. It's just not a strong league, whereas the Premier League or the EPL is probably one of the strongest, if not the strongest league in world football, not just Europe, in the world. So Wolves has to be the play here. Don't worry about faffing around with Wolves to qualify. I'm happy to lose a bet on Wolves if they end up in the next round, but they've done it via penalty shootout, extra time, or a 0-0 draw. Just take the money line here, 8-11. Decent value on Wolves to get through to the next round, where they will play the winner of Sevilla versus Roma. And then the winner of that little triangle will go through to probably face Manchester United, who will be going up against Istanbul or Copenhagen. So everything hots up here. It all begins on Wednesday with the return to European football, the Europa League, on Wednesday, the 5th of August, the last 16 games. Let's close out with a lock for this show. And there's a lot of stuff I like, including the last game, which featured Wolves. Obviously, Bayer Leverkusen, I massively favoured to beat Rangers. But the lock for me, and I want to get it out there now before the price gets even worse, Inter Milan at 3-4 over Getafe. These two teams play very, very differently post-lockdown. We've already ran through the numbers of Inter and Getafe when we previewed the game. I don't think there's any more to say about it. Inter Milan have the edge here. They have the better players. They have the better manager. They come from the better league. The pedigree is just far better. I think they go through here. This is a really, really great bet for me. I wouldn't dissuade anyone from taking two units on Inter Milan to win this in 90 minutes. We already lost the price of 17-20, but get it now at 3-4. This probably comes off the back of their 2-0 win away to Atlanta. Don't care. 3-4 is good enough. Get on Inter Milan. That is your lock for this show. That concludes this edition of the Europa League show, the round of 16 preview. The next time the Europa League show will be back, we'll be looking at the quarterfinal stage. Don't forget to check out the Europa League preview, the Champions League preview, and the last 16 show for the last 16 of the Champions League. And then next week, we move on to the knockout stage. Two tournaments to replace the loss of Euro 2020. A knockout competition for the Europa League and a knockout competition for the Champions League. I cannot wait for it to begin. And it all begins this Wednesday. Don't forget, we are delivering 8 shows for these two tournaments here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. It began with the Europa League preview and it will finish with a podcast for both of the finals. Also, don't forget to check out Soccer in 20, which is a soccer betting tutorial, an essential tool for those guys just starting out on soccer betting. Make sure you go and listen to that as well. That's it from me. Good luck with all of your bets as always. And thanks for listening, guys.